Mary, call anytime at 800-387-8025. Follow the program on Facebook or Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back, everybody. It is now 18 past the hour. Nice to have you here with Rudy, Mary, and me today. I think you might agree when I say, you know, one of the things that we enjoy most about traveling is getting to meet new people and experience new places. But having a level of familiarity can certainly be comforting. For many of you out there listening, when you hear some of these Hilton Worldwide brands like Waldorf Astoria, Curio, DoubleTree, I mean, Mary, they've got others.
Embassy Suites, Hampton Inn, Grand Vacations.
Yeah, I mean, there's a number of them out there. Well, they conjure up some pleasant experiences and familiarity, I think, to all of us.
Absolutely. So,
all right, in a moment, we're going to introduce you to Hilton CMO Geraldine Kalpin. But first, this portion of the program is sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage. Were you in an airport this week? Did you take our advice to look around and check out the luggage being used by the flight crews and other travelers? Well, Travel Pro is what Rudy, Mary, and I use when we travel, and they're the choice of airline crews and in-the-know travelers. They've transformed travel since creating the rollerboard wheeled luggage, and they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties. If you're in the market for new luggage, or you know what you're traveling with really isn't the best, get the luggage we have and get yourself some Travel Pro luggage. You can find Travel Pro at Macy's, Amazon, eBags.com, other top luggage specialty stores. You can just go to TravelPro.com. They have all their retailers listed there. They have an online outlet. Or find a link at RudyMaxa.com under sponsors.
The Hilton Hotel Company, today known as Hilton Worldwide, began almost 100 years ago when Conrad Hilton purchased a 40-room property in Cisco, east of Abilene, Texas. Today, they're the largest hospitality company in the world. That is, until the current Marriott-Starwood merger becomes official.
Yeah, right.
And a Hilton brand is attached to nearly 4,700 hotels, resorts, and timeshares in over 100 countries, accounting for a whopping 765,000 rooms.
That's a lot of rooms.
It sure is.
Yeah.
The company has been the leader of many hospitality firsts. For example, they were the first to offer air conditioning in public areas. They were the first to install televisions in hotel guest rooms. They created the pina colada at their Puerto Rico property back in 1949.
Sure,
we had
that.
To include that one. They were the first to create a central reservation system. Hilton was also the first to have an airport hotel.
Yeah, that
remember
was in
where
San
that
Francisco,
was? San Francisco,
I think.
I believe.
Late 50s, early 60s.
And I found this one interesting. They were the first to focus on women travelers and create an entire hotel concept geared towards women back in the mid 60s. They were also the first publicly traded company to enter the gaming business. They were not the first to create the hotel loyalty program, but when their Hilton Honors program debuted in 1987, it was the first to offer both points for room redemptions and airline frequent flyer miles. Geraldine Kalpin is the chief marketing officer for Hilton Worldwide, and she's responsible for attracting travelers to Hilton's 13 brands. She's also responsible for the creation and rollout of Hilton's Stop Clicking Around campaign.
Geraldine, welcome to Rudy Max's Real with the Carries. Nice to have you with us here today.
Good morning, Robert. Thank you for having me.
Really appreciate you spending some time with us. Let's start with Stop Clicking Around. You know, I don't know if you know this or not, but it's interesting that on our website right now, we have a poll section where members of our audience, they can vote in various travel topics. And currently this week, one of the polls we have up there, we're asking, when you make travel plans, which do you use most often? And the options are a travel agent, an OTA, or booking direct with the travel industry provider. So direct booking is currently in the lead, which dovetails nicely with Hilton's Stop Clicking Around campaign. Tell us about it.
First of all, I will say to your listeners and the people that were in the poll, they are correct. Book direct is generally the best place to book. It's certainly the best place to book if you're booking at one of Hilton's hotels. We offer, and the Stop Clicking Around campaign was kind of meant to be a cheeky way of us communicating to our guests and our potential guests that there is no need to click on and search on all lots of different websites, because the place that you do get the best value, the lowest price, things like free Wi-Fi, perks like Honors Points, and a whole load of cute initiatives like mobile check-in. One of the things that we offer if you book direct as an Honors member, you can also, I guess, you and Mary will, when you fly, you will choose your seat on an aircraft.
Right.
We let
mm-hmm.
all of our customers choose their exact room, which floor, whereabouts on the floor. You get little green dots that flash and let you know which rooms that you want to choose. You can do that the day before. That means that right before you get there, you know exactly where you're going to be. And we overlaid that on Google Maps so that you can see whereabouts the room is going to look out onto.
And you're providing a savings, too, to people, correct?
That is correct. We know that was part of what we did earlier this year, Robert, when we launched Stop Clicking Around. It was actually to launch that final perk, which is we offer a lower price if you book directly with us as an Honours member than you will see on any other website.
Okay, so I think what's so interesting also about this program is I believe you initially rolled it out globally, did you not? Wasn't just domestic?
Yes, Mary.
Okay.
This was actually, I was appointed this role in September of last year and placed a rather large bet because in February we launched the biggest, probably the boldest campaign this company has ever done. And so on February the 15th, right in the middle of the Grammys, we flicked a switch and in hotels, on websites, all over the world, across all of our brands, we launched Stop Clicking Around. It was really exciting for me. It was a bit nail-biting, given it was my first
I'm sure it was. Huge rollout.
A baptism under fire, Geraldine.
I mean, really huge rollout and so successful.
Yes, yeah. It really, and we are now real. We've seen a very big lift in awareness of it is better to book direct. So not only did we flick a switch, not only was I able to sleep that night, we also, it is working with our guests and our travellers. They're understanding the message. So I feel pretty good about the first one.
Well,
more to come.
And well, you should, yes. Okay.
So Geraldine, you know, so Rudy, Mary, and I, we're generally on the move somewhere, and we spend a lot of nights each year in hotels. And we also selectively broadcast this program from top properties and destinations, really to showcase locations for our listeners and entice them to travel and go experience it for themselves. But we're Hilton Honors Diamond members, you know, and I often say the loyalty programs can become addictive and they kind of get you locked into a specific company that's hard to break out of. But from a business standpoint, Hilton Honor members play a big part in your company's success, don't they?
Absolutely, they do. There's a few things about why that is. So we, you know, we are Hilton, we are hospitality. Our purpose really is to deliver exceptional experiences. And the way that we can best do that is if we know what you like, what you don't like, how frequently you travel. And the way that we are able to do that is when people join our Honours program and let us have information about them. So tell us what you like. Tell us if you have a preferred pillow type, if you'd like something to pre-order, like whatever, you want something pre-ordered in your room. So they are, they're typically much more loyal. They stay with us more often than people that are not Honours members. And we have around 55 million in our database right now. And somebody, as a result of the Stop Clicking Around campaign, somebody joins Hilton Honors every 3 seconds. I think that is phenomenal.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Wow. All right, let's touch on the hospitality and the digital world that we all find ourselves in today. And I think when I think of hospitality, I think of people serving people in a wide capacity. And I do think of Hilton. Hilton is well known for its service in hospitality. But we are in a modern, innovative digital world. And so I guess my question is, how do you straddle those two things? How do you still keep the human element there, but also stay ahead of the game digitally and keep customers happy? And I'm thinking kind of a little bit about the robot, Connie, that I know was tested as a concierge. And then that could also, you know, maybe that could be seen as one step too removed from humans. However, the ability to check in with your cell phone or the ability to access your room with your cell phone could be viewed as a huge convenience. So how do you straddle those two worlds?
So we really, and my previous role was the head of digital for the company, and how we, kind of the first thing is there's 100 million things that you can do with technology today.
Mm-hmm.
And how we at Hilton prioritize what we offer our guests is we basically laid out the customer journey, right? So when you book, when you're packing, the day before you arrive, arrival, all the rest of it. And what we have done is laid out how do we want our guests to feel at each point in that journey? And then how can we have technology help them feel like that, or human beings help them feel like that? Mm. But the whole thing about digital, you know, the mobile phone has become the remote control to the world. And we want for our guests that want to be able to check in the day before, to go straight to their room because their phone is their key, which we now have at hundreds of hotels in the U.S., we want to give that to our guests. And we have seen big adoption, which would suggest that our guests want it.
Right.
Well,
huge
Geraldine, I'm sorry, because I have to stop us. I want to thank you very much.
Time,
we're out of time for this segment. We're going to have you back on the show because this was very informative, and clearly 10 minutes wasn't enough. We want to thank you and wish you the best for the rest of your summer and look forward to keeping in touch and keeping our listeners updated on all things Hilton.
Thank you both. I enjoyed our chat.
So did we. Thank you.
All right, folks, be sure to check out our newest online polls that I just mentioned and let us know whether you use the OTA, the travel agent, or Book Direct. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at RM World Travel. You're listening to Rudy Max's World with the Carries, and we are so glad that you are. We're going to take a short break for some messages. Don't touch that channel. We're coming right back in 3 minutes.
Rudy Max's World with the Carries phone lines are open 24-7 at 800-387-8025. And so is the website at rudymaxa.com. We're back after these messages.